A reading from the Gospel according to John. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, somebody said to me that she believed in angels, but she didn't believe in God. Well, I really feel that's a bit like saying, "I believe in wool, but I don't believe in sheep." You remember that song? I traced the date. It's 1955, so you may not remember it, but it was a song that Frank Sinatra made famous called "Love and Marriage." And it said, the bridge, the central part said, "Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion." Exactly. That said, most of us probably have a pretty sketchy idea of what angels are like. Wings, of course. But otherwise, I don't know. And I have to admit, I have a very poor visual imagination. But there are a few clues. The three we celebrate today are all clearly male from their names. And those names are, in effect, job descriptions. Michael, who is like God? Obviously a rhetorical question. Michael is the one who challenges the fighter, as that burning question that his name represents suggests. Gabriel, power of God. Gabriel's the messenger who brings news of that power, most memorably, of course, to Zechariah and to Mary. Raphael means God heals. He's named only in the book of Tobit, but it's perhaps his power of healing that moves the water of the pool at the sheep gate. And then, Jacob in the book of Genesis has two visions of angels. The first one is the one Jesus recalls in today's gospel. The angels are going up and down a ladder between heaven and earth. And this would suggest that the angels are for us a ladder between God and ourselves, human beings. In the second vision, Jacob finds himself wrestling physically with an angel. Since he's wrestling, could that be Michael, the fighter? And Jacob wins a blessing from him with words that I love. And here I have to quote the Bible I grew up with in the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, the King James Bible of 1611, the Authorized Version, because it is so beautiful. Jacob says to the angel, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me," which of course the angel does. But that first vision is the one that Jesus mentions to Nathanael. And I love this encounter with Nathanael, the initially skeptical Israelite and the Son of God. I love it because Nathanael is like so many of us. He has his doubts, and he's swayed by really something quite trivial. He believes that Jesus is the Son of God because Jesus says, "I saw you under the fig tree." But Nathanael is also greatly lovable because, like all too few of us, he makes that enormous leap of faith and becomes and remains one of the core members of that first Christian community, which is absolutely wonderful. So today, what we're doing is giving thanks to the angels for their example, for their support, for their protection, but above all, for being what they are so importantly, an inseparable part of the glory of God. Because truly, as the song says about love and marriage, you can't have one without the other. You can't have angels without God. Thank you, angels, for being there to witness that God really is